Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor James Baumgartner. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark 9, 33-50. And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." And he took a child and put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him, because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than with two feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. You know, I can remember being only a couple of years out of seminary and receiving a phone call at church one day. It was a lady I didn't know, some random stranger from the community, and she asked me a question straight from our text out of Mark 9. She asked, "Do you believe, Pastor, do you really believe that if my hand caused me to sin, that I should cut it off, literally? Or if my foot caused me to sin, that I should cut that off too, literally?" Well, here's where I went with that in my mind in an instant as a new pastor. I thought that on one hand, hey, these are the words of the Lord, and of course I agree with what Jesus is saying. But on the other hand, I didn't know this lady was on the other end of the line. And I suddenly imagined this scenario where she took me and my church to court after she severed her own hand because I told her to do so. So it was kind of an odd phone call, you could imagine. Well, as I've gotten older, I've come to recognize the hyperbole that Jesus was using in this moment, the shocking and the offensive notion of lopping off one's own limbs. But I've also become more comfortable with the great depth of his words. His words, which after all, speak truth. Because this very Jesus told his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for me will find it." So losing your life for the sake of Christ in this way is uniquely different than a call to physical martyrdom. Rather, it's the life of full repentance. It's drowning the old Adam within the waters of baptism daily. It's Colossians 3, verse 2, "Setting your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. He must become greater. I must become less. Or if anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." You see, you've already lost your life in this world, dear Christian, in those waters of baptism. The sinful flesh has been taken up into your Lord and nailed upon the cross, buried in the grave and removed from you as far as the east is from the west, through faith in the one that rose 3 days later. You've already lost that life, and you lose it anew daily in repentance. Like Paul says in Galatians 2:20, he says, "I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." And you see, that's the great blessing and the free gift of life that comes to you also in Christ today. So, how would I answer that lady on the phone if she called me today? Well, I think I'd lean into Isaiah 53 and the suffering servant. For in our place, he was the one who was cut off out of the land of the living. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, for my sake and for your sake, and he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And thanks be to God, with his stripes, we are the ones who are healed. We are the ones who are made whole in him. You see, when Jesus calls you to follow him, he calls you to lose it all for him. But in losing it all, you gain everything that truly matters. You gain him and life within him. So, Lord, take it all. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. We pray. Everlasting Father, source of every blessing, mercifully direct and govern us by your Holy Spirit, that we may complete the works you have prepared for us to do. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.